Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and welcome to Flavor Coffee House. The Flavor Coffee House tonight. I don't even know what show I'm doing. I do this frequently, don't I?
I want to welcome you to Flavor.
Step to the mic. This is going to be a topic open mic, and I just welcome anybody to call in. I chose, you know, the topic of just keeping it positive. You know, if you've got a positive message, feel free to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. Again, this is Step to the Mic on Flavor News Radio. So until I receive a caller who wants to spit live on the mic, I'm just going to start playing some tracks that I consider to be on the positive note. So, of course, I got to start out tonight with my group, Black Stacks, and I Love My Life. Seattle, Washington, with their signature piece, I Love My Life. So again, this is Step to the Mic on Flavor News Radio, and I am opening up the lines for anybody of spoken word, poets, you know, storytellers, MCs, you know, come step to the mic and bring your positive flavor tonight. So, again, until somebody calls in and wants to spit on the mic, I'm just going to play some tracks that I consider positive. So I'm going to take you out to Michigan now and play a piece by John D. Green Sr. and his family, and it's called Believe.
Believe in yourself. Believe in your own power. Believe that you can achieve. Believe your dreams will come true. Believe in your own self-worth. Believe that hope will guide you. Believe that a smile is worth a thousand words. Believe that you can do anything you set your mind to.
Hey, young world, let me apologize. For all the pain, all the hurt, all the lies that they have told you. 'Cause I know deep inside there's a brilliance that you no longer have to hide. It's time to let your light shine.
Believe that you can do anything you set your
mind to. First you must believe. First you must believe. Hey, young world. I know all this to be true, because I was just like you. No one to look up to. But then I found an infinite source of wealth. I started looking deep inside myself, and I realized that I could to me, because I believe. I'm asking you to believe.
Believe your dreams will come true. Believe that hope will guide you.
Piece is called Believe, and it's created by John D. Green Sr. and his family out of Michigan. That particular piece, honestly, was created just for me to use for a project that I'm still honestly working on to put together an audio CD for our young people, you know, to let them know that we believe in them, you know, we want to keep them uplifted and encouraged. So I want to thank John D. Green Sr. and his family for you know, providing me with that particular piece. So I see there's callers on the line. I know sometimes when you come to an open mic, you don't want to raise your hand first. So if there's anybody that's ready to step to the mic, I am more than willing to let you do that. I was going to work on a piece myself, and I had started it, but, you know, I never finished it. So I may read my, I call signature piece because it's pretty much my only piece. I mean, I have other pieces that I've written over the years, but I call this one my piece. So, again, this is Step to the Mic on Flava News Radio. If anybody wants to call in and spit something positive, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. But you know how I'll do. I'm going to play tracks from, you know, the underground independent artists from here in the Pacific Northwest to across the United States and maybe even around the globe. So I'm going to take you out to New York and play a piece by Darian. This is called All That I Am, and he wrote it for his mother. And that particular piece is just endearing to me. He sent it to me last year to play on my show for Mother's Day because he wrote that particular piece for his mother. So I see there's a caller that actually has their hand raised, so let me bring them in. All right, John D. Green Sr., how are you, my friend?
Hey, hello? This is Blair. I am well.
So are you going to spit a piece?
Yes, you know what? Yes, I am. I am. I'm going to step out of my comfort zone today, and I'm going to do a piece. I'm going to do a spoken word piece. I'll step right on out there. I'll be the first. I'll soldier forward. I'll do a piece.
Okay. So this is John D. Green Sr. He's who I played Believe. And so, anyway, okay, I'm excited.
Well,
John's going to spit a piece.
Yeah, I'm going to do a piece. It's actually a song, and now it's a piece. So I'm going to do a piece called Ha.
All right, go ahead.
All right, here we go. I'm braving up. Okay, here we go. Through all our lives and times before, you know that no one loved you more. And here we are again. Seeing your smile, it makes me laugh. Remembering just what we had and what we will have again. How your eyes lock onto me. How your love, it sets me free. How our two hearts seem to beat as one. How you do the things you do. How our bodies mold from two. How did I ever live my life without you? How?
Aww. John, so are you going to become a spoken word artist now?
No. That was a first and last exclusive for my flavor. That was it. That was it. That was it. In and out. That will never happen again.
Oh, so, come on now.
That was a one-time thing.
I think you should keep doing it.
Oh, no. I don't have what it takes. It takes a whole nother kind of beast to do spoken word and to be effective with it. I am moved by spoken word. I love the feel of it and the confidence that these guys and gals bring to it. It's delivering raw words with feelings and inferring emotions and right when it matters. And it's that's beyond my expertise. And I'm smart enough to be aware of that. And it helps me to appreciate it more. I love it. I'm not good at it, but I love to listen to the pros. You know, I have my own favorites and I love to listen to them.
I think that, I don't know. I think that maybe you have a misconception of what, you know, spoken word and poetry might need to sound like. I think that everybody has a different flavor, you know, and so, I don't think that there's any particular style, you know, and I think that's
the
beauty when it comes to, right, and so I think that, you know what? I don't know. I think that you could do it, John. I mean, you just did it. You know what I mean? And
that
so,
was just for your show. that was one time thing for your show, and I was feeling extremely brave. It just came off a big audition.
I'm proud of you, John. I'm proud of you, especially since you're the first one to raise your hand. So I don't know if there's anybody else that's on the line that has already called in that wants to raise their hand and step to the mic. I will respect you if you don't, but if you want to, press 1. If there's anybody in the chat room, I see my girl Deborah Renee. Come on, girl, you need to call in and spit on the mic now. Monica, you promised you were going to call in too, and
I won't speak directly about anything, but there's a couple of you all that I'm really looking forward to hearing you do your thing on this show tonight. So come on now, pick up the phone. I'm waiting. I'm serious.
So John,
I'm waiting.
So, John, you want to stay on the line with me?
Sure.
All right. So John D. Green Sr. Out of Michigan is going to kind of co-host with me tonight. And so, again, the call-in number for Step to the Mic is 347-857-1189. But until then, I'm just going to scroll down the list. I'm trying to see what I can bring to you that is positive. You know, this is a dear friend of mine out of North Carolina. And you know what? I want to say that he's got several signature pieces. He's kind of intense. He does have some beautiful, kind of more romantic, sensual pieces. but this particular piece is one of his signature pieces, and this is Quiet Storm of Spoken Word with his piece, As I Dream Dreams That Dream Dreams.
As I dream dreams that dreams dream. The cure for cancer, AIDS, lupus, and sickle cell anemia can be consumed by the human body by simply going to the local pharmacy and getting a one-time prescription filled. As I dream dreams that dreams dream, abusers throughout the world, no matter the type, will get stopped dead in their tracks. You see, as I dream dreams that dreams dream, individual poverty would end simply because of diligence and hard work. As I continue dreaming dreams that dreams dream, African-American men will quit letting all the atrocities done to our people in the past be a scapegoat for self-hatred and self-destruction. Instead, we will take on that right warrior spirit of our forefathers and take our rightful places as kings, being the men our women and children need. As I dream dreams that dreams dream, racial lines will be so blurred that the cancer of racism would only exist in the history books, and the differences between our cultures will be learned, accepted, and respected. As I dream dreams that dreams dream, ministers of God won't just preach the word, but completely live the life that God says we shall. As I dream dreams that dreams dream, the words bitch, hoe, bastard, slut, and trick will no longer roll off of any living tongue. As I dream dreams that dreams dream, I love you will not be just words that I casually sing, but will become an always daily reality of actions. The excitement of these dreams caused me to awake and lift my head from my peaceful slumber. I began to tell my lady all about what was traveling through my mind in the form of these dreams when I get snatched back into reality. Because in the middle of my expressing myself, an amber alert comes across the airwaves about another missing, kidnapped child. This is our world's reality. But as I lay my head to rest, whenever that may be, I pray to God, as I dream dreams that dreams dream.
All right, that was my dear friend Quiet Storm of Spoken Word out in the Charlotte, North Carolina area with his signature piece, As I Dream Dreams That Dreams Dreams. Again, this is Step to the Mic. I kind of want to keep it on a positive note, so if you've got something positive to spit, I don't care if you're an MC, poet, spoken word artist, storyteller, you know, even comedian. Come step to the mic. John D. Green Sr. is on the line with me live. He just stepped to the mic. I'm so proud of you, John. I'm so excited. You know, maybe I'll be able to twist your arm to do it again sometime.
Maybe.
No?
Well, maybe one day. One day.
Okay. Let me scroll down my list.
What do you think the name of this show is? It's called Step to the Mic.
Step to the Mic.
Right, as in step up to the mic, not admire the mic from afar, people.
Right, yeah, it's not admire the mic, it's about stepping to the mic. And I decided that, you know, I mean, there are other online open mics, but with the encouragement of somebody else, which I thought was a good idea, I decided to throw out a topic to try to keep it, you know, let's see what kind of flavor that people can create out of a topic. And so that's why this week I thought, you know what, you know how I'm big on positive stuff, throw it out there and see what people might come up with on a positive note. I have several MCs, you know, let me know they were going to come, so I'm hoping that they will call in. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. Let me see what else I could play that we could consider on a positive note. Okay, this is kind of intense, but I really, really dig the message out of this one. And this is Terrell K with his piece, She Was Never Told.
was told that she was thick, she was fat. Yo, shorty wore that. Was even told how good she looked from the back. But she was never told. She was told how fine she was and men admire her for her shape. The closest thing to flattering was, yo, my new fries come with that shape. She was taught to be fondled and catcalled was good. A diamond in the rough is what she was called in the hood. She was called It Miss Thang, Miss Coca-Cola bottle frame. Honey, baby, sweetie, boo, everything but her parent to give her name. And for her, any attention was good attention and was assumed as affection. She was never taught to have standards for her process of selection. And she learned young that a man will often take what he wants. And she learned the remarks were compliments and form of sexual taunts. She was taught, you only live once, girl, just go on, get laid. She was never told that she was fearfully and wonderfully made. They never told her that she could go beyond being just a hood beauty. That she could be called Madam President instead of Miss New Booty. So why no one ever told her to prepare herself for Mr. Right instead of Mr. Right Now. To keep herself holy and pure until her marital vow. But she was never told that her true worth didn't lie in her sexual skills. The men in her life were meant to compliment, not complete her, not some sex for the bills. She was worth so much more than trying to get some in the front seat of the Hummer. So much more than the love for the summer. Worth more than making to sing falsetto. But she was only taught to cling and never learned to let go. She became dependent upon worthless men. Never knew how she changed as she grabbed an independence and grabbed an I and an N. Her motto became, don't hate the player, hate the game. She was never taught self-worth, so she was limiting her shame. Cause you see, she was never told she has the power and the right to say no. A true beauty that never got to fully blossom and grow. And by the time I got to know her, she was bitter and jaded. Admirers had long gone because the cuteness had faded. Acting so old and bitter at such a young age. Men are all demons, she say, with a venomous rage. And it hurt me to see her in such a state. Unhappy with her stretch marks, faded, fat, and weight. And she ran herself down using the same words her lusters use. Defeating the parts of her others hadn't abused. Me being who I am, I approached her and spoke. Do you know you're beautiful? Cause God said so. And so a glimmer of hope. She said no. Cause no one ever told her.
All right, that was Terrell K. out of Virginia with his piece, She Was Never Told. And I have to thank Antoinette for, turning me on to him because he's an amazing, amazing spoken word artist. And I had the blessing to be able to have him on as a featured guest. And just, you know, all of his pieces make you really, really think, you know, about how you should treat people and, you know, how you should view women and, you know, how you should just be smart, you know, about relationships and all of that. So I really, really have a great respect for him. Again, the call-in number is 347-857-1189, and I would love to hear from you. There's people hanging out in the chat room. There's people hanging out on the phone. Somebody want to raise their hand. Otherwise, I might have to do my own little signature piece.
I think you should.
My signature piece?
Hey, we shall soldier forward first to pave the way for those behind us. Worthy, willing, and waiting. Let's do this. Go on here, Flavor. Lay it down.
Oh, okay. Let me pull it up. Hopefully this will scroll easy enough so I can do this, you know, because I'm kind of blind. Anyway, I wrote this piece before I closed my coffee shop. And it was a piece that I wrote in appreciation for the spoken word artists and poets in my life, and especially the ones that would step to the mic at my coffee shop, at my open mics every Friday. And, I mean, they just, you know, I just love them. So on top of that, I have some dear friends called the Hitmen that used to have an online open mic. And many of the spoken word artists that I have met online, I met over there at their show. And so I also wrote this particular piece for the Hitmen. and those artists that I met through them. So this is called You Penetrate My Soul. All right, here we go. You penetrate my soul with your words, the smoothness of your voice, closing my eyes, feeling the vibe of the tones, touching my ears, traveling to my inner self, my soul. You penetrate my soul as the rise and fall of your song. Tell me a story of you, of me, of we, of she or he, taking me at times into myself or places I have never seen before. You penetrate my soul, challenging my mind, causing me to remember the pains of a forgotten time, seeing pictures of sadness, holding hands with a forgotten loved one, grasping on for dear life, wanting to save while needing to be saved myself. You penetrate my soul. I don't know you in person, but you have touched me, bringing tears of joy, causing death or rebirth, pushing me to be better, knowing me when you don't know me at all, and you come to me through your words. Yes, I know you. You penetrate my soul, my poet friend, painting pictures of beauty with your words, describing love or a sexual energy, causing my eyes to roll up into my head, longing for that touch of your words over and over and over again. Never take them away from me, for you are my true passion. You give me life. You penetrate my soul. I feed off your rhythm and rhymes, allowing me to sit here, hear you, see into you, as you see into me, and you don't even know me, or do you? I dance, we dance, as the flow is shared, causing my movements to increase and decrease, inflection sitting in the right spot, and I stop. Not because the words came to an end, but because you penetrated my soul. You penetrate my soul, and at that moment, at that special time, we became one. From your words of your soul, sharing, feeling, growing, learning, loving, you, my poet friend, you penetrated my soul, and at that point, we are one. You penetrate my soul with your words, tools of rhythm and rhyme, inflections and tones, a song, a story, telling of life, of you, of me, of we, and I thank you. I really thank you, my poet friend, for penetrating my soul today and always. You penetrate my soul.
Now, if that didn't make you want to call in, you should get your ears checked. I've seen
okay.
you in lots of different lights, Slave, with lots of different hats on, but never mm-hmm. quite like that. All right now.
My one piece.
Sometimes it only takes one piece, you know. For lack of saying too much or not enough, sometimes it only takes one piece. That right there just might have been that one piece. So,
I was trying so hard to write a piece for this particular show. And, you know, I don't know if you had heard me talk about it, but, you know, one of the days when Orestes had called into my show, an amazing spoken word artist out of Seattle, he had said to me, I really wished I could have drank your coffee.
Right.
You know, talking about coming to my coffee shop, Flavor Coffee House. And I wrote that down because I really liked that line. And I'm just not a creative soul. I just could not bring it out of me.
I think you did pretty good with that piece. I mean, that was a whole nother flavor. That was a side of flavor. That was a deep, rich flavor right there. So I don't know.
That was my deep, rich flavor. So do you think that the poets got out of that I really appreciate them?
Yeah, I think you conveyed that there, sweetie. I think you conveyed that pretty well. Yeah.
Why you
pretty
laugh?
Well. Because it was awesome. You can't hear it. You wrote it. You can't hear what it the power behind the piece. You wrote the piece. I mean, it means to you what it meant to you because it was personal. But to listen to a piece like that, something of that magnitude from my standpoint and my understanding of words and the uses of words and the inflections and inference of emotion behind words, that's a very powerful piece. It's a thought-provoking and seductive, yet it's righteous and decent. But it allows the mind to delve into thoughts just enough. I think it's a great piece.
Well, you know how when it comes to poetry or just like your music, John, you know, there's stories to it. And if people take the time, even if it's just a musical piece, an instrumental piece, if people take the time to just close their eyes and just really hear it and feel it, you know, that's where I think that an artist really does a great job, if you can get somebody to feel it. And that's what I wanted to relay in that particular piece, is that I really pay attention. You know, and whether it be, you know, a piece like, you know, Stephen might create, or you might create, or Monica, or Deborah Renee, you know, it's, you know, I feel it. And so, you know, I just, yeah. So anyway, that's what I was just trying to, you know, express, is that, hey, I pay attention. I do listen.
I'm feeling it.
You know?
and it's a beautiful thing. I think a lot of people got away from saying what they really feel, because maybe to them it doesn't sound right, or it doesn't lock right with what they're trying to do. And you know, me myself, you know this. I've caught a lot of flack because when I make music, when I compose and create, I go for what I'm feeling, and however it comes out, that's how it comes out. And whatever I say, that's what I say. You know, but sometimes that's not popular. But in my opinion, that's real. That's the real music. That's the real poetry. That's the real spoken word. You're saying how you felt, and you were able to convey exactly how you felt. And that's a rarity, I think. And that's the beauty. And it's being able to actually convey exactly how you feel. Not being scared. So y'all step to the mic and don't be scared.
Yeah, don't be scared. So step to the mic. Okay, John did a piece. I did a piece. So feel free. Call in 347-857-1189. It's not about perfection. It's about just really just expressing yourself.
Yeah, not perfection, just expression. All
right? That's right. Okay.
Not a perfection, just expression. Come on down.
Well, you know, I appreciate everybody who's hanging out on the phone and in the chat room, you know, and hanging out in the wings. You know, Stephen actually wrote in the chat room, John, that he might even try it. So I just welcome him. You know, I hope so, too. I'm waiting for Deborah Renee to call in. She's out here in the 253. I want Monica Monet to call in. I'm calling y'all out. Antoinette, you need to call in, because I know you said you might do a piece. You know, there's some guests hanging out in the room. I'm not sure who you are. But, you know, hey, if you want to call in, the call in number is 347-857-1189. So let me scroll down the list and see what else I can find that's positive. Okay, let's go down to Texas and play a piece by Infamous B and our boy DeLon. This is called
DeLon.
Let me tell you, man. That a dream don't last forever, baby. Only for the moment.
I'm not familiar with your nonsense, your comment. Regarding the beats that was convicts, now we're using our content. I'm a fan of this rap, ish. I love how the story pick. If you're rich or you poor, you are immune to this, ish. Ooh, now you see out the politics, we're building the confidence. Congress unveiling a statement that started a conflict. So I respect the within that don't receive any comment. They vouch without an image like that visit is nonsense. I was losing my conscience as I think about content. I'm being one of your top picks that's written for a profit. I'm not familiar with magazines. Express our top pick. As he flows in his top list, I floss cause it's cast in. Every star was never promised a sign of any kind. But we all had a reason to grind, that's how we ride. The statement I was given to God until I find the reason why people not trying to keep hip hop alive.
The kingdom lasts forever, so tell me what's the reason. We don't last together, since you got don't last forever.
and we both got the same plan.
It's in a dream that stands between you and every single
that
plan.
That is the image you give me if you can stand a chance. Since the trip is so amazing like a couple grand. This rap shit we got a passion like my life demands. Every stack collected back as well as issue land. It's more to it than to do it like the realest can. So I mention competition without an open hand. So I battle the streets like the KK clan. Doing a struggle when your decision didn't stand a chance. Look at history before I picked up culture was free. Brave hearts torn apart from all these problems we see. Every man wanna be the streets on any beat. Send the rest, so let it cease until your mission's complete. But now in the open science is zone 3, so let it cease. Stop pinning on the victim who tried but been denied. In the ghetto, it's just a moment you're heritating your past when your future will last. Each moment that it lasts, you love it and save up when you wake up to nothing, like you're balling without a budget. Every second that you're sleeping, huh, you're thinking of it. 100 grand in either hand, since you the man that stands above it. That's a rich kid that you with throughout the introduction. The million nuggets you discovered, your hands would never touch it. I could have child ever wish when the daddy refused to love him. The mom confused a child with men that she was got from. Could a child stand still from being raised in a broken home? Daddy gone. Mama's blown from they raise the kids on their own. I said you live right, well it's when you're raised wrong. Your life is like you're living each moment that you carry on. A dream don't last long when it's gone, just move along. And leave your past and bring your future to the day you're gone.
Your dream don't last forever, so tell me what's the reason. We don't last together, since you got don't last forever. Whatever it takes for us.
That was Infamous B and DeLon out of Houston, Texas, with their piece, A Dream. John, guess what? We got some callers that are raising their hands. I am so excited.
Bring it on.
All right, caller from the 313 area code, you are on Step to the Mic with Lady Flava and John D. Green Sr.
Good evening, Lady Flava. Hello, John. This is Janine. How's everyone doing?
How are you?
I'm hanging in there, chilling with you for a minute.
I am so excited. Are you going to spit a piece for us?
Why, certainly I will. Be delighted to.
All right. This is my dear friend Bomani out of Michigan, also an amazing, amazing composer, musician, and spoken word artist. Okay, much more than that. And many of the intros that you hear on my radio shows are created by him. So thank you so much, my dear friend. You've got the mic.
Okay. This piece is entitled Life and Cigarettes. Has your life become like a cigarette, polluting the atmosphere? Do you unconsciously light it up, take a few drags, and quickly putting it out, deciding to save some for later? Do you savor the flavor and enjoy every inhaled moment? A duality will always exist, fire on one end and possible food on the other. Have you switched to cool? Is it hand roll or assembly line? Does it have a filter or is it unfiltered and strong? Has it become like faint wisps that twist and fade out of sight, leaving behind a pungency making the nose wrinkle up? Is it a lucky strike? Do you chain smoke your friends? like ashes, you allow them to accumulate until you thump them off? Or do you let them grow into some new concept of what they once were, after which you ceremoniously dump them into a container? Is your life full of free radicals that don't have your best interest at heart? Or is it methylated with artificial flavor? Is it as natural as it can be? Do you engage it with flair in a tailor-made holder? Or are you gripping it between your fingers, daring it to burn you? Has it become an addiction or an instrument of self-destruction? Have you sunk into relaxation and euphoria? Every day, do you crave it more and more? Is it aromatic or does it stink? Reflect on this. Life doesn't come 20 to a pack. In poll.
Wow. What an amazing play on words to talk about life.
Hey. That's the way I saw it one day, watching people light up. They're creating some great analogies.
I have so many questions.
Yes, sir.
So many questions. I wait till he's a feature on the show, Flay, because I got a lot of questions for this brother. That was excellent.
Thank you very much.
That was excellent.
Thank you very much. Can I do another piece for you?
Of course you can.
Okay, let's keep this open mic going and blowing.
Okay, let's keep it going. All right.
All right. This is titled The Glory of You. Sister Renfro kept pushing around the breeze in the midst of the congregation, flailing her arms and waving that fan. Reverend Mofi stoked up the pulpit, talking about the promised land, as hands keep getting blisters climbing to the mountaintop. The Amen Corner was nodding with hands raised to the rafters as if to keep it from falling like the walls of Jericho. The usher board swarmed, bees in a hive, for the building fund, gathering crumpled bills that told stories of being held tighter than a first love. The choir sang, "Glory, glory, glory," as sinners wept. And others fell to their knees, trying to repent for a sin not of their own making, remembering that death was frequented on a tree, not just on Calvary. Crucifixion in a southern jurisdiction, with the nigger word placed like a crown of thorns, puncturing the skull, causing internal bleeding and blood clots. And if that was not enough, pierced by an economic spear, gushing water and blood belonging to the ancestors that have not yet arrived. But they could not break the bones. Uncivilized roadshow, scars upon the back, scorched by the new world sun, are no longer visible, being etched deep within the flesh to be a remembrance forever. There are those that close their eyes and pretend that they can no longer see, forgetting that the one-eyed among the blind is king. Wilderness trekked, dodging the hidden scorpions. Nightfall brings unthinkable thoughts, contemplating an asp to the breast, wanting to give up the ghost that haunts you. Fear not. Resurrection resides within the blackness of the sepulcher. Miracles to be brought forth from inside. The glory of you in poem.
That was just like hauntingly beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Lady Flavor.
Such an amazing story, you know. You have one of these voices, and I know that you know this, and I think I do need to have you come on as a feature because there's just so many things, you know, that we can talk about of who you are and what you do. But, you know, that was just an amazing way, you know, of telling a story, you know, and I could just listen to you. I know that you've been told this, that you have an amazing voice.
Yeah, people say that, but I don't, you know, it's just me. That's all I can really say.
I enjoy the fact that he put names. There were names. His characters, the people in the story, in this piece, had names. Once someone has a name, you can instantly picture them, what they look like in your mind. What they're doing,
right.
The fanning of the fan, of the heating up of the pulpit. That part I really enjoy. I enjoyed it all, but that part I especially enjoyed, I should say.
Thank you so much. Glad you did.
Right. Well, hey. Mr. Bomani, do you want to hold on the line? You want me to put you on mute, or we have another person that wants to step to the mic?
Right, I'm going to just lay back and listen in for a little while, and
I want
to hear what people got to spit. Thank you so much.
All right, my friend. Thank you so much for calling in. All right, darling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, caller from the 253, you are on Step to the Mic with John D. Green Sr. and Lady Flava.
Hi, this is Deborah Renee.
How are you doing? I was just kind of hoping that the 253 was you. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. So I wanted to share one piece called Greatness. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay.
All right.
We walk upon the stage of life, hoping, thinking, praying for success. We stumble, falter, and sometimes fall. But what makes us greater than ever expected is the fact that we get up again and again. You see, we refuse to stay down even in that fall of struggle and sorrow. The spirit, it fights on, enduring, persevering, and conquering that which challenges the heart the most. Greatness is our gift on this vast stage of life. Let's reach beyond the norm and become everything that is possible for us to be. Because the possibilities are limitless. And when that messenger of misery knocks at your door, stand tall, stay strong. Even on those days when life catches you on the blind side. Obstacles in life are so unavoidable. We simply must adapt. Let's gaze towards the silver lining of life. Reach past the rainbows of our dreams into divine streams. Then victory, peace, and prosperity shall be our undying prize. End poem.
Wow, amazing, amazing. I would say that you're a storyteller, too. Your style is what do you call your style, Deborah Renee? Because it's the way that you use your voice.
I think a little bit of both. I think it's a little bit of both storytelling and poetry, kind of weaving it all together into something beautiful with a good message, a positive message. something that everybody can listen to and actually relate to it in some way. That's the goal.
Right. Because I was going to say, the pieces that I have of yours that I play on the show, you know, I feel that way, that it's something, it is positive, and that it is something that, you know, people can relate to, you know, from all walks of life. And I don't know if that was kind of your goal. It kind of sounds like that's your goal, you know, in what it is that you create. Now, do you have a CD that's out and ready for sale?
I actually do have, it finally came out, and right now you can actually purchase it on the CD Baby website. You just type in Deborah Renee. The name of the album is called Sublimity, and it's for the most part that positive inspirational mode with a little bit of reflection of, you know, maybe some more somber moments that we all might experience.
Right.
So, yeah, that's my first one I ever did, and it took a lot of work, a lot of time.
Right.
So Walter Propp, he was a big help to me, and he guided me through every step of the way. So I'm looking forward to doing another one, you know, once this has been out for a little bit. But
right.
Yeah,
okay.
It was a lot of work, and I put a lot of heart and soul in it.
Well, congratulations. You know, that's exciting. That's really exciting to have a finished product. I know that you've worked very, very hard. And, you know, POP, you know, Productions, he's amazing. Walter is just, you know, because I know him back in the day as a, you know, spoken word artist himself. You know, and so, you know, I've been trying to actually push him, too, to send me some pieces of his own, you know, to be able to play on the show. But I was excited to realize that, you know, you were working with him, because he's on the East Coast and you're here out here in the on the West Coast, the Pacific Northwest. So, you know, that's
a wonderful
thing to collaborate with him.
It's a small world. Isn't that amazing? It's a small world.
I know. Exactly.
All the way on the East Coast.
So Deborah Renee is out here in the Pacific Northwest, you know, near me. She's all what, you know, well, she's in Tacoma, Washington. I'm in Seattle, Washington, so she's not too far away. I have not had the pleasure of meeting her in person, but one of these days I'm going to get down there to Tacoma. We're going to have coffee, or I'm going to tell me when you're performing at an open mic. I don't know if you're doing, you know, any open mics with, like, you know, Six Deep or, you know, whoever.
Yeah, that's who I, Six Deep, that's who I usually do an open mic with, and they have their, every first Friday in Tacoma. So, and I'm going to have to make it out to Seattle also. I don't get
to that end
too often.
Right. But so just remind me, Deborah Renee, when there's going to be an open mic, and if there's a chance that I can get down there. I definitely want to get down there. I haven't seen Six Deep in a while, and I know that I had gone down there, and I don't know if his name is Vanilla Chocolate. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I think I know which one you're talking about.
He's white guy.
I've seen him a couple of times, yes.
I think that is Vanilla something.
But yeah, I know who you're talking about. I've seen him at a few of the open mics.
But I usually do
Six Deep Show, and he's amazing. I wish I could be like him. He just has a voice that's just out of this world, and he has a way of delivering his message, and it just, you're just totally engrossed in it. So he's amazing.
Definitely. And, John, you know who 60, well, Elijah Muid, you know, who does the voice for TC.
Absolutely.
So that's, he, you know, he's out here with us, and he... he's an amazing spoken word artist. He was the first host of my open mics at my coffee shop, and Deborah Renee is right. He just, well, John, you can get a sense of it. He knows how to use his voice. So, well, thank you so much, Deborah Renee, for calling in. I'm so excited to, you know, I had done the open mic thing before, and it was back when Blog Talk was free, and there were a lot of open mics going on. And so I thought, you know what, I don't even want to try to compete with that. I'd rather go and support the other open mics. And so, you know, now that things had changed with Blog Talk, I thought, you know, maybe I will do an open mic again. And I'm really glad that I did. I wasn't sure what the turnout was going to be tonight because it was the first one.
Right.
There are people, like, hanging out on the phone. Nobody else has raised their hand yet. There are people hanging out in the chat room now. Did you see that Stephen Ferguson said, out of Kansas City, said he wanted to work with you too?
Yeah, I'm looking at that right now.
that would be great.
Yeah, because you know, you've met him before, right? He's an amazing jazz artist, he's an amazing jazz artist, and he is working on a project with some spoken word artists right now. So he will probably be reaching out to you. So Stephen, Deborah Renee is on my Facebook page, but you know, you guys should definitely get connected. He's
cool.
Also SJF Music. So if you ever see that around, that's also Stephen Ferguson. So anyway,
oh,
I don't
so
know if you want to.
He is so smooth.
Oh, he is. We're gonna just nickname him Mr. Smooth because you know he's just smooth. You know, and
that's a good title.
It is a good title. Wait till you meet him. It is a good title. This man's got a voice too. You know, you know, if he could bring himself to do some poetry, spoken word, I think he could pull it off just because he's got a great voice. I'm really big on voices. I'll be honest with you, I'm like really big on voices. So when I hear something that is just like, yeah. You know, because I don't think, you know.
Exactly.
Stephen's got a good voice, so.
But it was great to have the opportunity to come on and finally read something. You know, that was the first time I did an open mic blog over the phone like that. So that was pretty cool.
Oh.
Well, we hope it's not the last.
I'll definitely come around again.
Well, I'm going to do this every Wednesday. At this time, Deborah Renee. So definitely, you know, please come back, and you know, I might try to write another one. You just never know. You know, I might, you know, I'm just not like you. You know, and I wish I was. I wish I could just really pull it out of me, but I'm just not like you. You know, but I'm gonna try so that I can participate too. So anyway, did you want to hang on the line or go back into the chat room?
I'm going to hang out or go back into the chat room. Thank you so much for having this forum for us to kind of share with us
A
little bit of poetry. So I'll definitely call in again.
Oh, please do. And if you by chance want to come back on later in the show, you're more than welcome to come back on again too.
Oh, okay. I probably will.
All right, darling.
I have another one I can share.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much, Deborah Renee.
Okay.
So I don't know if. All right. Bye bye. I don't know if any of the other callers that are on hold want to spit a piece. So if you just want to listen, that's not a problem either. But if you want to spit a piece, you know, just raise your hand and I'll be more than happy to bring you in. The call in number is 347-857-1189. And I would love for you to come step to the mic. So. Anyway, John.
I have an idea.
Yes. What's that?
Stephen Jerome Ferguson. We're waiting for you. We're still waiting for you.
I know. We're waiting for Monica Monet to call in. We're waiting for Antoinette to call in. I don't know if any of them are, somebody raised their hand. Raised their hand. All right, caller from the 919 area code. You're on Step to the Mic with Lady Flava and John D. Green Sr.
Auntie Flava, stop calling me out.
Well, see, Antoinette, you were like the first one that responded to my open mic. I'm like, okay, where's baby girl at? Because I know she got something for us. I know she got some fire. She got a story to tell. She got something.
Hi, John. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I am wonderfully blessed.
Wonderfully blessed.
I do have a piece that I want to share. I've been multitasking, so I apologize for calling in late.
I still love you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad I'm still loved.
Yes, you are,
okay.
Darling.
All right. I think I'm ready. This always makes me nervous,
okay.
But it's you, so I'm here.
Okay. All right. I love you, and I'm glad you're here.
Somewhere in my present, memories of the past marry with dreams of the future, and their union gives rise to this. He said forever. It dripped from his lips, rhythmically intermingling, saturating, and perfuming the air, pausing momentarily to tickle my earlobe with a warmth that did little justice to the heat that fueled its journey. Timidly, I answered, forever. And as I reached for his forearm to steady myself, gravity, or was it greed, pulled me in closer, altering my state of mind, of time, of moments stolen, guards let down by words, his words, by voice, his voice, so warm, so golden and willing, and ready yet patient, understanding not demanding, longing yet restrained, unconditionally loving yet by my fears detained. Lost in his gaze, now wrapped in his arms, long since past being enamored by his charm, just before his tongue brushed my quivering bottom lip, he closed his eyes as I smiled satisfied, and he whispered, yes, forever. And I'm forever yours, faithfully. End point.
Aww. That's beautiful.
You made me work hard to find positive.
I don't even know if you can take a moment of silence for spoken word, but whoa.
Thank you.
And you can sing, too.
A little bit. Thank you. Thank you, thank
you. Wow, beautiful. So when you say that I made you work for something positive, does that mean that generally when you write it's more dark, or what does that mean?
Well, it's not so much that it's dark, but in the moment, when I was thinking about the topic, what's positive in my life, it's easy to find the positive in my life. However, when I write, sometimes I write in reaction to things that are going on around me.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of my more recent pieces have not had that same positivity. They've brought positive awareness to situations. For example, domestic violence. But by the same token, they would not be generally considered positive pieces.
Sure, I understand.
Now, I love love, so I like to write about love. But by the same token, you just have to write where you are right there in that moment.
So. No, and I understand that. So when you said that it was, like, kind of difficult to pull something positive, so what are your thoughts around, and you can be honest with me because, you know, I'm a big girl. I can handle it.
Okay.
What are your thoughts around me saying it is a topic open mic versus just whatever it is that you want to spit?
I like the challenge of it being a topic open mic. I really do. Because it helps you get in the mindset of what you're going to hear. There are times when I avoid open mic shows because you don't know what you're going to get. And some people
mm-hmm.
will, there's too much cursing, or there's too
right.
much erotica. There's too much over the top. And simply because you have a pen in your hand, it doesn't make you a writer. And just because your words rhyme, it doesn't make you a poet.
Right.
So there needs to be some thought pattern there, and I like the challenge of it being a topic and them having to stick to a topic, because it forces you to take your art to another level. And whether it's spoken word or it's poetry, whatever it is that you do, it's art. And so you should push
right.
yourself. You pushed me.
Well, yay. See that, you know what? You win the Flavor Award of the night, whatever that is.
Did I get coffee? Are you sending me coffee?
Yeah, a cup of coffee. Could you come to Seattle and have a cup of coffee with me?
I
appreciate that, because that's kind of exactly along the line, you know, when I was talking about doing this and how I actually wanted to do it, you know, and you know how I'm for some reason, connected to hip-hop artists. And and you know that I find it very challenging sometimes. And so I really honestly, and several MCs had said they were going to call in tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to challenge them too, you know, to try to see what kind of positive message they could bring. Not to say that all hip-hop is negative, because it's not.
True, very true.
You know, but I was just wanting to challenge, you know, to see what, you know, what positive message, you know, they might be able to bring. So, yay.
And we're still waiting.
Which doesn't bode well with them. They've got to step up to the plate.
Right.
I mean, bring it. If you got it, bring it. That's my motto. I'll step up. Me personally.
But you know, when you think about it, when hip hop really started, those battles were about stepping up to a challenge, and that's something you don't see anymore. So I think the challenge is a great idea.
All right.
Very good.
Thank you so much for taking on the challenge and calling in and participating. And thank you for letting me call you out in the chat room, because I was like, once I realized that was you, it was like, okay, it's on, because
the holiday
was like kind of like the first
off. The holidays threw me a day off, and I didn't realize it was Wednesday. I'm like, okay, I'm missing something. And that's why I missed like the first 15 minutes of the show for that very reason. I was like, just lollygagging, just, you know, missing things.
You answered the call, though. That's very worthy. You answered the call, so bravo to you.
Yay, me.
And you won the flavor, and you won the Flavor Awareness Award. So that is awesome. You're the very first recipient of the, you know, Flavor Awareness Award.
Let's go out on top, as it should be. Don't give any more.
That's right.
So no more. Well, I'm going to head back into your chat room for a little while, and I pray more people will call in. I'd like to hear some more.
All right. Thank you so much.
Enjoy the show.
I will. Thank you. Bye, Auntie Flava.
Bye, baby. All right. That was my girl,
Annette.
I'm so excited that she called in and shared tonight. That was amazing, amazing. So if there's anybody else that wants to call in, we've got, how much longer do we have here? Let me scroll up. Okay, we've got like about 45 minutes, a little over 45 minutes to, you know, keep this mic going. So please feel free to call in. Again, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. It's open to MCs, poets, hey, even a comedian, just keep it clean and family-friendly, can I say that? You know, MCs, poets, you know, storytellers, call in. I would love to hear what you've got to spit on the mic. But until then, let's see. I'm going to play a piece by my girl Tiffany Wilson out of Seattle, Washington, and this is called Happy. right. That was Tiffany Wilson from right here in the Pacific Northwest. My girl Monica Monet, she has been performing a lot. And over this past weekend, she performed, I don't know, I'd say, we'll just throw a number out there, 6 times while she was in Mississippi. So I'm going to give her a pass card for not calling in tonight and singing, you know, because she really wants to, but her voice is gone. And I can testify to that because we've had a phone conversation, so I know her voice is gone. But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and play a piece that she has that's called Spoken Word that she has done with some absolutely amazing spoken word artists down there in Florida. So, again, this is Spoken Word by Monica Monet.
To the Nathan Halo Volume 1.
Galaxies reciting these bars. I'm reciting my heart. Lyrical poet.
Sweet, sweet,
so delicious. These lyrical snippets can really grow in the spiritual realm. See, I really know then I'm on the spinning record, fight to glow. Wherever the lyric I bring, the soul poetic redemption, I be making thee whole.
I don't do it for the snaps, don't do it for applause. I don't do it for pats on the back saying, sister, you got a knack for these clauses and these phrases and these words that jump off these pages into our ears. We hear you. We are the receivers of truth, inhaling freedom through God-given gifts. We speakers of words, we thinkers of verbs that give action. I found satisfaction in this gift, so sit back and relax and watch me lift you.
Dreams, the publishers of thought. I'll make this scene brief. See, this is not a game, ladies and gentlemen. Once stage fright diminishes, we shine to the utmost. Like Superman without the Clark Kent, Batman without the Bruce Wayne, the Incredible Hulk without Banner. I really do this. Grandfather, you can see me now, you would smile. No matter what happens, rain or shine, love or hate, I am the music maker, the dreamer of dreams.
Nice is an understatement. Like the red undertone of my skin.
It's a part of me, but not the majority. Consider me a new trend. Cause I carry fashion through my lips. Creativity, originality, tediously proceeds through my being, my mouth open with persistence. Always consistent, and I speak with the intent to make my ancestors proud. From Brooklyn to Iraq, I've been around, and the first friend I've truly found is poetry. She took my flaws and grabbed hold of me. She can care less who knows we go together. She loves me boldly, and she keeps me safe by her side. And in between the fluctuation of my lifelines, I hide within her white lines. I never thought my life would reside on the sides of wide, rude notebook lines. And I tell the tale of a woman who says it loud. I'm a poet, and I'm proud. And I thank God, Jesus, Buddha, Jah, Allah, for my art, for my heart, for bandaging my internal scars. And for you, I'll make way and give you a chance to listen to what I have to say. Cause if you got the time, there's no way I can't change your life. I'm living proof. I save lives when I write.
All right, that was Monica Monet with her piece, Spoken Word, which features several of her spoken word friends down there in Florida. So, John, do you have anything to say?
Just, you know, I can literally say I'm one of Monica's biggest fans. And, yeah, she know how to do it. Even in her absence, that girl can do it. Yeah, she's on. Even when she's not on, she's on. You know, she's such a joy to hear her speak and talk and interact. And the way she rotates and functions in and out of different circles, and you know,
right.
Hits us all up with messages on her own time. She's absolutely amazing.
I have to agree with you. I think that she is absolutely amazing, you know, in many, many ways, you know, but I think that also, you know, her spirit is beautiful, and so that comes through, you know, her music.
Absolutely.
And everything.
She kind of
so
got a superhuman thing going on, though, you know, because how does she do all that? She finds time to chat and talk, hit everybody's page, say hello, do six shows, you know, rotate the world backwards, walk on water, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how she does that, but, you know, she's got this song called Gravity, and, you know, there's this part in there that says, get up, get up, get up, okay, you know, so I think she kind of jumps up, you know, and she just, like, gives up, get up, get up, you know, so, anyway, you know, what can I say, I don't know what to say, you know, and if you notice, she comes on in the middle of the night, so,
yeah.
You know, that's when she gets her stuff done in the middle of the night, so. Wait, what can I say? Oh, I'm trying to scroll through my list and just see who else has something positive. What's
I enjoy hearing DeLon. I enjoy hearing DeLon.
You know, I'm sure he is at work. You know, otherwise I would have just said you need to call in and just sing DeLon, sing.
You got any chameleon queued up for play? Any positive chameleon you can drop on us?
You know what? Okay, let me scroll up to Chameleon. And, okay, I probably just scrolled right past him. You know, everything's like in alphabetical order here.
Oh.
My list is like so huge that, okay, I just saw his name and I went past it. Okay, let's see. You know what, I'm going to play this quick song by Chameleon, and this is something that he taught his students at the school where he used to teach, and this is called Jingle of Life. Chameleon is out of Switzerland, and he is an artist that I work with. Again, this is Jingle of Life by Chameleon.
Fall asleep, you can't wake up till you find out you're in sin. You need to
My dear friend Chameleon over in Switzerland with his piece, Jingle of Life. So, you know what, I'm going to keep you over in the Europe area, and I'm going to play a piece by Sophia May and Morak. And this is another piece that was given to me to use for my youth project, and it also is called Believe.
Morak! Yeah. Sophia May! Anything you can perceive, you can achieve.
You can
have whatever you want. Let's go.
It's worth a fight. I believe if you study the day, study the night. I believe if you're doing some wrong, double your rights. I believe you want success, you got the key. Put your mind to it and watch you can achieve. I believe in the road, believe in the passion. Believe you can have anything you can imagine. Believe in the struggle, believe in the process. Each and every day that you can, you make progress. And never let them take your dream. Only negativity can really break the team. So trust, to get to where we going is a must. Only energy you need is the one with a plus. Move forward, never look back. What's in the past, gotta leave. Keep your head up if you believe. Through the pain, stand through the struggle, I believe in the change. King had a dream, peace on the scene. X out the hate was done by any means. Ride for a cause, still hear the call. One day maybe we'll live without wars. Raise every seed, give them what they need. Show them how to follow their heart and how to lead. Aim for the sky, still gotta try. Only if you tell them the truth and not a lie. One man doing it all is an illusion. But unity done for a cause is revolution. I believe in me. Matter of fact, I believe in we. So we feed the tree. Let it grow till it touch the stars. Let the love be the time that'll heal us all. Chill.
Everybody say,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
your mind on track.
Hey, focus on time.
Share.
You can have what you believe.
Whatever you want.
Hey.
Let's get to it. Let's go.
Everybody say,
that was Sophia May and Mo Rock out of London, UK, with their piece Believe. And I would really suggest that you Google them and go to YouTube and look them up for this particular piece. It's a beautiful video that they've created to Believe. So I believe that Mr. Bomani has raised his hand again, but if you could hold on for a minute, I'm going to read another piece. This is probably the very... maybe it's the second piece I ever tried to write, and it's not very good. It's very, very short, but anyway, it kind of describes me. It's called Beauty. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, catching eyes, kissable lips, breasts of comfort, hips that sway, shapely legs, booty for days, voice so smooth with warmth. Where do I fit in? Short and thick with silver hair, a good voice I've been told, with aches and pains of years gone past, but more so. I have years of wisdom, stories to share of life, a good listening ear, choice of a simple life, while always knowing I am blessed. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, and yes, I am a beauty.
Okay.
You're supposed to say something now, John.
Okay, I was just taking it all in. I was simply taking it all in.
Okay.
Okay. I will say something. Thank you. Allow me to retort. You are surprising me tonight. Just when you think you know someone. Just when you think you know someone. You are surprising me tonight.
I'm surprising you?
Yes.
Why is that?
Yeah. Just, I mean, the many shades of slavery, you know, I'm seeing this, and it's very impressive.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
See, I didn't know you had a repertoire of spoken word hidden, tucked away in the flavor vaults, but okay.
I have, you know, it's funny because... I don't know if you've ever been to an open mic in person, and I don't know how they do it around, you know, other parts or, excuse me, but some of the spoken word artists here in Seattle, they have binders of pieces, and they're all in, like, clear, what do you call those, papers, you know, protective
uh-huh.
sleeves.
Right.
And so when they go to the open mics, they kind of flip through it, kind of get a feel of the open mic and kind of flip through, you know, their, you know, library, I don't know what you would call it, to see what might fit in. And so I actually do have a binder of pieces, and some of it is kind of, you know, I wrote pieces out of frustration and stuff, so maybe I might read those, you know, in the future or whatever. But I've tried to write, you know, when you're around creative souls and you host an open mic, I think you can't help but try to write. And I had several people that would just come to my open mics religiously that were, you know, were just kind of fans and just really enjoyed it to end up getting on the stage, you know, mm-hmm. so... anyway, but you penetrate my soul. I call that my only piece, my signature piece, because, to be honest, I think I really did a good job with that particular piece in expressing what it was that I wanted to express. But let me click on Mr. Bomani's mic again and bring him in. So, Mr. Bomani, am I correct that you wanted to come back?
Yes, ma'am, certainly. But I want to say to you, welcome to the Universal Tribe of Ink Dwellers, Lady Flavor.
Nice. Nice.
Okay, let me do a little piece for you entitled, Can You Dig It?
Okay.
I bathed in yellow before laying upon a bed of leaves. Feeling the gentle breeze caressing me and this willow tree. Looking up through vine-colored eyes, I asked, why do you weep? To my surprise, this tree began to speak. We were here before life began. Long before the dawn of man, mountains roared. We watched the birth of the dinosaur. Throughout the land, we stood strong. We sang, but you don't hear our song. We've been here for so, so very long. Some of us have even turned into stone to remind you that we can stand alone. Can you dig it? With mixed feelings, we watched fire first. Later, along came ice. Then came you. You weren't very nice. My cousin the birch said you ripped off its skin to make paper so that you could use your pen. The everlasting oak became your furniture, along with the knotty pine, carving your pipes to smoke and cups to drink wine. Can you dig it? You look at me, and all you can see is how to use and abuse. To proclaim your love, you carve us a tattoo. Never allowing your mind to peruse as you leave your mark of you and your boo. You cut us down like some common weed, beginning to replant our seed. So you see, we have no trust. There are things that you could learn from us. Can you dig it? How to revel in the sun. Instead, you love the gun. Excuse me if I chuckle and grin. Seriously now, learn to bend in the wind. Learn how to weather a storm, a simple task that you just can't perform. Find peace in silence, but you prefer the sound of violence. Understand the meaning of change. But you remain far, far out of range. Give comfort to a stranger. Instead, you show them anger. Reach for the sky, but you prefer to keep the sty in your eye. Hurry and awaken before heaven's hopes leave you forsaken. Now, I see that you like that breeze blowing on you and rustling my leaves. Have you even considered the air that even now you breathe? We create the oxygen you need. It's a gift from us, the used and abused trees. Can you dig it? In Paul.
I can dig it. I can dig it.
Okay. Can I make a suggestion?
Yes, sir.
Just a professional suggestion from a artist to artist. I seriously think, and this is from a working actor's stance and view, I seriously think you should take that particular piece and seriously consider a short film.
A short film? Is that what you?
Yes.
Is that what I heard you
a
say?
A short film. A short
okay,
film
maybe
with
I'll...
the main focus being a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And the tree reciting this in solace with one person. And this tree spitting this knowledge. You see where I'm going with this? That would be so profound. That would be an amazing short film. That would be an amazing short film.
All right, I'm feeling that, John. Okay.
I mean, that is beautiful. And just for the tree to kind of pull your coattails, pull you to the side
right.
and be like, look, cat, you know, let me tell you what I've seen through my years, you know, through my rings, so to speak. That was very, very good. Very good.
Thank you, John. All right.
You are welcome. Thank you.
You know, it's funny, Chin Lu, that you know how you can read something, right? And
mm-hmm.
and you can feel it, you know, in reading it. But when you actually hear a voice, it takes it to another level. But then I have to tell you, one of the conversations I've been having with a few artists lately, when you see a video, it even
mm-hmm.
takes it more, you know, because I think a lot of people relate to that visual and the audio these days.
Right,
that's
right,
what kind
right,
of grabs
right.
them.
Exactly.
You know,
that's where
so
audio-visual creatures.
Right. So I can see where you're going with that, John. I feel you
I mean,
on that
I,
one. Well, you know.
I can just see it. I can hear it, you know, especially when you chuckle. That, to me, was perfect. It said everything without saying anything, like, you know, that human, we're so quick to the gun and quick to build and quick, never really stopping to enjoy what is, you know, and the part about the air, come on, that was classic. I thoroughly enjoyed that piece.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
All right, Lady Flavor.
All right, my friend. Thank you so much for participating tonight. I mean, it was such a surprise. No, I don't know why it was a surprise, but it was such a surprise.
You know our past, too, every now and then and again. And plus, you got something. You put something new on the table, so I thought I'd come by and give a holler and a hoot.
Well, you know, I was thinking you already created an intro for Step to the Mic before, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Okay, you know what? I need to go find it so that I can.
Okay, well, if not, I can just resend it to you. It's no problem.
Okay,
I'll let you know
if I can find it or not, because I do plan on doing this every Wednesday, and I'm really glad that I decided to do that, because I'm over here just, you know, happy. I'm just a happy camper.
All right. I hear that.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And I have to tell you, I just, you know, you could just talk all night as far as I'm concerned. I love listening to your voice. So do you have CDs that you have available for sale also?
Yes, I do.
So, you know what, why don't you give everybody the rundown where they can find out more about you with books,
okay.
with CDs, websites, you know, your knowledge that you have to share, all of that.
Okay, well, let me give them one website where they can peruse CDs. They can go to www., I'm going to spell this, C-H-E-N-Y-E. LUBOMANI.BANDCAMP.com. www.chinelubomani.bandcamp.com. And one can go there and peruse all of my music and all of my spoken word tracks. Get your grooves on. Listen to some spoken vibes. They can Google my name and you'll just find a wealth of stuff there. There's so much stuff, so many pages. I also, when you talk about who are you or what are you, well, I'm a writer, you know, because I really hate to place a label because that's like putting yourself in a pigeonhole.
Right.
So basically, I just say I'm a writer, and that's a pretty broad spectrum within itself.
Okay.
They can go to the ebook store, which is http. :bit.ly/g3o(S)(E)c. And they can take a look at some of the ebooks that I've done. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say that, you know, he's definitely Googleable, Chinlud Bomani, and he is just a wealth of knowledge. You know, he's been around for a long time, you know, and...
Right, I feel like...
Ooh, I shouldn't have said that, huh? I shouldn't
No,
write.
That's okay. No, that's fine.
But, you know, but he's one of the elders in the game, you know, and so... I guess that's why I'm always, why I'm always excited about, you know, having you, you know, pop in and, you know, or you send me something that I can use for my shows or, you know, because so it obviously tells me that, you know, that you're paying attention and watching, you know, what I'm doing and stuff. And I really love and appreciate that about you. But, you know, you're one of those people that, you know, I do call you an elder, and I have so much respect for you as a man and for your talents and, you know, your understanding of music, your understanding of words, and your desire to educate people.
Well, thank you, Lady Flavor. And I can say the same things about you as well. I admire you as well. I definitely appreciate the things that you do. And, definitely, you're putting the Pacific on the map. North Pacific, correct?
Pacific
Northwest.
Northwest. Yeah.
Pacific.
Northwest.
Yeah. Let me get that right. Pacific Northwest. Okay, on the map. And I like that. You know?
I'm trying. You know, I think like I'm a diehard at this. Like, okay, I'm try everything out there. You know, to get people to pay attention. And, you know, and the blessing is that, you know, with me continuing my hard work and being determined at it, you know, people are starting to pay attention. And, you know, so tomorrow I'm going to, you know, make an announcement. I've kind of talked about it a little bit on some of my shows, but I've decided to join hands with another radio station. It's out of, you know, Tacoma, Washington, that also represents, you know, the Pacific Northwest and around the world. They are a 24-hour radio station. It is an online station, but it has the capabilities where the artists can be recognized on ASCAP and BMI.
Very cool.
And also they have the capabilities. They have a program over there that if you register as a listener, listeners can also... you know, do you call it win, get paid, you know, for becoming listeners and,
okay,
you know, being loyal, you know, to the station and everything. And I was very, very blessed to have a known radio personality, jazz radio personality from our jazz station that closed down here reach out to me and want me to join hands with him. So I'm very, very excited about this opportunity. It's a little bit more challenging for me because I have to learn some new equipment that you guys would know how to work and I don't know how to work.
Lady Flavor,
really,
you're going to do just fine.
I'm going to try.
You're going to do just fine.
Yeah, that's the part that I'm a bit nervous about, is just learning the programs. Because I got the music, you know, I'm excited because, you know, I'll be the only radio show host on this site that's going to only feature independent artists. But with working with Cedric James, he works with the mainstream jazz artists. You know, that's his connection. He is willing to take a listen to the independent artists that I am connected to blend them in with the mainstream. I think that is such an amazing opportunity.
I agree. That is wonderful. Yeah, that is truly wonderful. Truly.
You know, so that so once I learn the programs, then my show will air, and I definitely will push it out there, and I hope that other people will help me push it out there.
I will. And people listening, if you're hearing this, you better jump on Flavor's bandwagon. If you don't, something wrong with you. Get your Flavor on.
Well, you know, and it comes down to, you know, when we talk about the fact of, you never know who's paying attention, you know, and there are people reaching out to me right now that I really did not realize were paying attention to me and paying attention. And when I say that, it's not just me. You know, people are sending me these things like congratulations and everything. This is not about me. I was having this conversation with Jace from Black Stacks today. If I was playing boo-boo artists, they wouldn't be paying attention to me. You know what I mean? So it's an amazing underground independent artist that I'm connected to and that I'm playing that's helping me look good. So I have to thank all of you for helping me look good. You know, the other thing is that this is not everybody's going to get played on this station. I'm just going to keep it honest. I'm going to keep it real. Not everybody is going to get played on this station because it is really going to be based off of the quality of your work. And when I say, I could tell when somebody has a talent, but the production level, the clarity of your sound, it needs to be as top-notch as possible. You know, because over on that station, they're playing the mainstream artists.
Right.
You know,
right,
so I'm kind of giving you an opportunity, in a sense, to, you know, get up there and compete against the mainstream artists. And some of the people that the CEO of this particular station is connected to around the United States, absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. So, you know, if anybody wants to get at me and be considered not only for Flavor News Radio here on Blog Talk Radio, but also to be considered on the station that I'm going to be joining hands with, you can contact me at radio@flavornews.com and definitely bring your A game. So, anyway,
I want to be considered. I want to be considered. I want to be a star, Flavor.
Okay, John D. Green Sr., you better bring your A game.
I want to be a star. How about a B plus?
No, this is a game. A.
How about a high
game.
D?
No, this is a game. A game. Okay.
Darn it.
Darn it. No, it's exciting, you know, and this is something.
Yes, it is. Just from listening to you, yes, it is highly exciting, and
you know, it's funny. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
Well, it's funny. I'll tell this quick story. I know we only got like 5 minutes left, but when I was talking to the CEO of the station, and, you know, we were talking money, because, yes, I can make money off of this. So it's not only the artists that can be recognized and be paid royalties. It is also the fans and listeners that can be, you know, paid and make money, too. But, of course, I'll be honest with you, the radio show host can also make money, too. And a lot of it is going to be based off of the listenership that is proven in the statistics that are listening to my shows. But when I was talking to him, it, he's, you know, we were going to kind of over like money and this and that and the possibilities of what could be made. And he says, what is it that you want to get out of this, Lady Flava? And I just said to him, you know, this has given me another venue, another forum to feature underground independent artists. That's what I want. I want to give them as much exposure as possible to be heard and to, you know, be seen in a sense. So that's really the bottom line for me. You know, of course the money is all good, and I, you know, I want the money. I need the money. I'll be honest. You know, the biggest reason I decided to take on this challenge is to be able to shine the light on some very, very deserving artists. You know, and taking them to a different level than what I can do here on Flava News Radio.
Oh, that is marvelous. And that's like good. I said, you know, people are going to be catching the archives. Better be getting your pad and pencil out and taking some notes here. Yeah? Lady Flava is going to take you there. Bring your A-game now.
I need you to do me a public service announcement, Mr. Bomani.
Sure. No problem, yeah.
Bring your A-game.
I certainly will. I sure will. You got it. You know
okay.
And
you know I'll play it, too, because, you know, I really just want to encourage, you know, the artists that this is no game for me. This really is no game for me. This is something I really believe in and everything and just love doing. So, you know, the show is getting ready to end. And I want to thank everybody who came out to listen to the show live. I want to thank, you know, everybody who spit live on the show, John D. Green Sr. and, you know, Chinlu Bomani to Deborah Renee and Antoinette. And, you know, hey, I even spit a few pieces my own self. I will work on something for next week. But, you know, since I've got you two gentlemen on the line, what do you think that our topic should be for next week?
Spiritual.
Oh, very good.
Spiritual.
Very good. That'll make them all dig
spiritual. Exactly. Yes. Did you hear that, Flava? Are you gone already? I don't know.
You still there, Play?
I'm here.
Okay.
Can't
hear me? Yeah, we kind of came to an agreement. We said spiritual.
Yes. We're in agreement. Uh-oh.
Awesome.
Great.
Okay. Can you hear me by chance?
Yes.
I can. Yes.
Okay. So, yes, we've come to an agreement. It's going to be spiritual next week, so I'll definitely post that out. But I think the show is going to cut off and my mic is going out or something. So I will just bid you gentlemen a good night. Thank you to those that are hanging out on the phone listening, to those in the chat room, and to those that come back and check out the archives. This is how we do it on Topic Step to the Mic. Come back and join us next Wednesday, every Wednesday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and let's do it. Let's just do it. Bring your A game. Well, it doesn't have to be your A game. It could be your B game to the step to the mic. All right,
okay,
my friend.
Good night, Flava.
Nice
meeting you, John. Good night.
Nice meeting you.
All right.
Good night.
All right. Good night.